Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we love our Thursdays with Coach Jim Larrañaga, and there is so much to talk about. We always have so much to talk about with him. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Jim Larrañaga, longtime head coach for the Miami Hurricanes basketball team. And he's been inducted into the University of Miami Hall of Fame. I'm still waiting for my call, but maybe one day if I keep grinding. He was in L.A. for two of the Clippers-Nuggets games. He saw one of the most fascinating finishes you'll ever see in an NBA game. His son, of course, a coach for the Clippers. And while he was there, I let the cat out of the bag earlier in the show, but if people follow me on social media, they saw it. While he was in L.A., he visited In-N-Out Burger for the first time. He had told us on this show he had never been to In-N-Out Burger, even though he had been to Los Angeles a number of times. So we have a lot to get to. We'll get to the In-N-Out Burger stuff later on in the segment, Coach, because I want to start with the Heat. All right? There's a lot to talk about, but I want to start with the Heat. You saw the way the Heat went out against Cleveland. It was something you really don't see with a Heat team. And I wonder how you perceive what happened with the Heat-Cavs series, and specifically that last game. Can you attribute it to, hey, the Cavs are just that much better? Or was there something in the psyche of the players also in that game four?
I think very, very clearly Cleveland deserved to be the number one seed in the East. They've earned it through the long season. And then they happened to play like an unbelievable game. Every shot went in. Every three was on target. They were getting contributions from everyone, not just the starters, not just Donovan Mitchell, but everybody was playing well. And on the other side of the court, Tyler Hero, our go-to guy, got off to a slow start, and we dug ourselves such a big hole that it was impossible to climb out. Not just in the last game, not in game four, but even game three, it was the same way. You dig yourself a hole, and it's just too hard to get out.
And, Coach, speaking of Tyler Hero, because Darius Garland came out, and it went viral where they were like, what's your offensive approach? He said, go at Tyler Hero. Jump on their weak defenders. When your offensive mainstay, your all-star, is not good on defense, we see it with Luka. They were talking about Luka this morning or defensively. Like, when your all-star is bad on defense, how do you deal with that as a coach?
Well, Nico Harrison found a way. He traded him. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. Nico was seeing some of the weaknesses in Luka's defensive game. Doesn't take away from his offense, but – but Crowder, you saw when Luka got hurt, you know, he limped off the court like he was my age instead of, you know, 20s. Yeah. So in Tyler Hero's case, he's in an organization that basically demands, you know, you buy into the culture, which is we're going to be the hardest working team, the toughest minded team. And yet, just short of talent. I mean, you got a certain amount of talent, but quite honestly, the Cleveland Cavaliers have more. That front court that they have, those two big guys are sensational. You know, you got Mobley, who is the defensive player of the year, right? And then Allen is one of the great shot blockers in the league. When you have rim protection, your defense on the perimeter can be much better. You can put a lot more pressure because even if you get beat, there's someone there to reject the shot or contest the shot. That's the problem the Lakers have. J.J. Redick was playing his starters all the time because their bench wasn't strong enough, and they did not have a big guy to handle the size of Minnesota's big guys. You know, Joe Bay had 27 points and some ridiculous number of rebounds. Rudy Gobert. So, I think the NBA is in a situation where the number one seed is winning in both ends. My concern would be if I were the Golden State Warriors coming back home and the Houston Rockets, the way they played the other night, I guess that was last night, they might be able to get one on the road at Golden State and get it back home to Houston.
How would you approach that as a head coach, the way J.J. Redick approached it? Because you just said they don't have the depth. So you're in a situation, you're the coach. I have no chance to win unless I have LeBron and Luka out here for the entire half. But if I leave them out here for the entire half, it's very possible that they're going to be gassed by the end of the game and not be able to give me what I need. So what do you do?
Yeah, that's exactly the question every coach, including J.J. Redick, was asking himself long before the game began. You're in a situation where you have to win. We got to win this game. And when you don't, you're at a loss for finding solutions to your problems. He changed the lineup a little bit and hoped that would work, but it didn't. You know, sometimes you just don't have the answers to your problems. The Lakers did not, and the Heat did not.
And Coach, hindsight 2020, like I joke about it all the time when Paul Pasqualoni had me cover Antonio Gates one game. And it was a mismatch. I can't cover Antonio Gates. He's a Hall of Famer, and he destroyed me, and we gave up a bunch of touchdowns. And I knew going into it, I'm like, this is not a good matchup, but I'm going to do my job. As a coach, can you look back on a time where you made a decision, and then after the game, you're like, yeah, that was a terrible decision?
Oh, but there are plenty of incidents like that. But Antonio Gates, do you remember what his college career was like?
He played basketball.
Basketball. He yes. played for my assistant coach. Stan Heath was the head coach at Kent State. Antonio Gates is a heck of a basketball player, and now he's a Hall of Famer in the NFL. You know, some things are just – you just can't understand them. But as a coach, you're constantly looking for solutions to the problem. The problem is there are no solutions to certain problems. Yeah. And you know, you don't have the right personnel. Your personnel is hurt. Your bench is not very strong. You know, I look at what the Heat went through this year. I'm saying, Spo did a great job of getting them to the playoffs. Right. You know, at one point on the show, we were talking about it. They had lost like 10 in a row, right? Do you remember that?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, in the last 10 games, they finished like 8-2 to get back in the hunt. Then they knock off Atlanta in Atlanta to be the first team in NBA history to go from the 10th seed into the field of eight for the Eastern Conference. So, you know, to me, okay, the season is over. Now Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, ownership, they get together and figure out, okay, what's the next step? What direction are we going to go in? With the draft and with trades. And they've reached out. Last year, they reached out to a bunch of guys, but the Jimmy Butler situation, I thought, derailed them right from the beginning.
And that would be hard not to.
Yeah. And Coach, I would ask you, is there any guy, because after the Antonio Gates game, the coaching staff came up and was like, Crowder, we put you in a terrible situation. I was like, I appreciate you recognizing that. Have you ever walked up to a kid afterwards and been like, hey, you that wasn't how it was supposed to happen, but you were out. Man, it's almost ego. It was an ego knock for me, but it was honesty.
Yeah, well, we played Gary Trent Sr. at Ohio University. He scored 49 points without making a three. He didn't even take a three. Scored 49 points. He had 10 three-point plays where he scored and we fouled him and he made the free throw. But he was just bigger, stronger, faster, better at everything than the guys he was matched up with. And I told him afterwards, yeah, he did a great job of holding him under 50.
I'll look for the positive. So you were in L.A. Your son Jay coaches with the Clippers. That series, first of all, he was at the game where it was, I mean, the frame-by-frame replay at the end, which gave the game to the Nuggets. That series has to go seven, right? It's a fun series, first of all. And obviously your Clippers needed to go seven because they can be eliminated tonight.
No, Aaron Gordon needed to be thrown out for the fight that he started earlier in that game. Did you see that?
I did. But
before the half, he jumps in and starts shoving and swinging and everything. He's lucky he got to stay in the game.
I did. And then like when he gets these two teams, they're both – because I feel like they're so evenly matched. Like, I could make a case for both of them to advance because Kawhi's unstoppable, but Jokic and Murray are unstoppable. So how could this not go seven?
Well, Nikola Jokic, to me, there's not been a player ever like him. He has all of the qualities of a Larry Bird and several other greats, the way he handles the ball and passes the ball, shoots the ball, rebounds the ball. He's a great teammate. He's smart as can be. And then, you know, Murray is a sensational scorer. So they've got a great 1-2 punch. They've got a great chance of advancing. They have to try to win one of these next two. But I also think the Clippers, when they're at their best, when James Harden is playing great, when Kawhi is at his best, and now with Zubac being one of the best young players, young big men in the league right now, maybe the most improved player in the NBA. My son works with him every day, and when I watch him, I see the difference in him. You know, he was with the Lakers. He got traded from the Lakers. If the Lakers had him now, they would not have lost to Minnesota. But now he's with the Clippers. He's doing a pretty solid job on guarding Jokic, but I'll be up late tonight. That game starts at 10 o'clock. I'll be tuned in watching every second of that one.
Yeah, I'll be locked in too, Coach. Does Kawhi need to take over? Because their last win, Kawhi took over. He went crazy in that game, their last win. Kawhi need to take the ball and take over the game?
Well, I think your stars need to. I think James Harden has to be more aggressive because when he's really in attack mode, he gets points and assists. When he's just in delivering the passes, he doesn't score nearly as much, and then you can help off of him. But when he's in attack mode, Kawhi's always in attack mode. That guy is a bucket every time he touches the ball. So the two of them have to step up. They got to win tonight and advance to game seven, and then everybody has got to bring it. Hopefully the Clippers will win and advance. I got my fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah,
but it didn't help. It didn't help eating the In-N-Out burger.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I can tell
you
that.
Let's talk about it. So, Jim Larranaga.
It's not ranked in my top five burgers. I can tell you that.
He revealed on this show he had never been to In-N-Out Burger. I, of course, feigned outrage because this is my wheelhouse. And so he went out there to L.A., got in a Waymo, first of all, gutsy call on your part, and went to In-N-Out Burger. So tell us about the experience.
Well, first of all, Waymo is freakish. I was sitting in the front seat and looking at the wheel moving. There's no one in the driver's seat. What was so interesting, though, we got on the highway and he was behind a slow moving car in the left lane. And we were having a discussion because it was me, my wife, my son, and my granddaughter. We're all in the car wondering if we're just going to go so slow. And Waymo moved into the right lane, passed the car, and then got back in the left lane. Now, it stays within the speed limit, but it was crazy the way it changed lanes and moved. And I told my wife, hey, you're a great driver, but I think Waymo beat you today.
Did you relax in it, though? Like, could you?
Oh, yeah. I was very – I enjoyed it.
I wouldn't be able to just have a conversation with the people I was in the car with. I feel like I would just be, you know, stuck watching the car and kind of, you know, worried about every move that it's making.
Yeah, well, you are very focused. There's no question about that. And trying to figure out what decisions it's going to make. But it was very, very focused, very simple. It didn't do anything that would scare you. And it got us right. It brought us to the In-N-Out Burger. The place was packed.
There
were not just 100 people in the store. There was a line outside. It
always
was crazy. Plus they have a drive-through, which was packed. I'd never seen anything like it. And as I said, the In-N-Out Burger is not one of my top five. McDonald's,
really?
Burger King, Shake Shack, Wendy, all better than In-N-Out
really?
Burger.
So what? Now, I will say I like the service at In-N-Out Burger. They always are fully staffed. I always think that's always impressive. I think their fries are a little undercooked. In fact, I texted you. You should get your fries well done. I think their fries are always a little undercooked. So what'd you get? Did you get the number one? Did you get a double-double?
Number one.
I got two cheeseburgers and an order of fries.
It was just blah?
Yeah, it just plain. I mean, it didn't have any kick to it. I needed a lot of ketchup to get it down.
Have you ever been to Whataburger?
Yes. Yes,
I've
been to Whataburger.
Where does Whataburger rank?
Probably right around
In-N-Out Burger.
You like the staple.
It's nothing like Mickey D's. You get a number one there, you're in good shape.
He loves his number one.
Yeah.
Five guys makes a good burger.
Five guys is good. Yeah. Now, in that case, the fries are overwhelming. You get a bag full of French fries, even along with your order.
One of life's greatest joys is Five Guys and just a, you know, because they put the little, they have the cup of fries and they fill the cup, but then they just shovel fries right into the bag. Is that not one of the great pleasures of life?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, there's certain things I like to eat. Hamburgers is one. I'm not a big eater. I would prefer not to eat. I haven't eaten lunch today. Did you guys eat lunch today?
Yes, I had an avocado toast with cappuccino.
I had three pretzel rods. That was my lunch today.
Wait till you hear Crowder. Rods. Crowder's gonna have had Alfredo sauce with fettuccine. Like I can't eat heavy during the day. I love sitting outside. There's a little cafe outside our apartment. Avocado toast, cappuccino. I'm in heaven. That's like my happy place. Wow. Crowder eats like every meal is his final meal.
Triple order of steamed spinach. I ate three chicken breasts. I go in, coach. Yeah, life is short.
What? You're not playing anymore. What do you weigh these days?
I'm actually thin. But
He looks pretty good lately.
Yeah, all meat and vegetables, though. I don't do any carbs. I don't eat any chips or French fries and all that. All I do is the caveman diet, meat and vegetables and fruit.
Okay, that's pretty good.
He's such a liar. I just did two broadcasts with him this week.
What did I eat?
Did he eat Oreos? He was
loaded down with candy. The caveman didn't eat trolley gummies. He shows up with bags and bags of candy, which, now, by the way, is loaded with sugar, which is carbs.
Sugar's carbs? Now, Coach, I'm going to lose my foot here in a couple years. Diabetes is on the way, but I don't eat any bread.
Okay.
You've got standards.
No, Coach, I got to ask, because you're a movie guy, and I'm old school minded, and you're an old school dude. Like Terminator, going back to the Waymo, Terminator and Total Recall. Did those movies not scare you away from technology?
Yeah, they did.
I'm terrified of Skynet. I'm never getting in a Waymo.
Well, it's coming close to the end. So do I have to say goodnight, Gracie?
So when I said on the air that my producer, who's 30, how old Jimmy say he was? 39?
I am 39.
39. Which we're not certain if that's true or not. Mm-mm. When I tell you he texted me after the Panthers disposed of the Lightning last night, say goodnight, Gracie. You obviously know what the reference is, right?
Yeah. George Burns and Gracie Allen. That was one of my favorite shows growing up.
Has anyone texted say goodnight, Gracie, to someone else in the last 30 years?
I doubt it. That's pretty funny. But they were hysterical. George Burns was a great comedian.
So I think Gracie Allen was already gone by the time I was a kid. So I used to see George Burns on Johnny Carson, but I never saw Burns and Allen.
Gracie Allen died of a heart attack in 1964.
Oh, I was born in 69. So, yeah, I wasn't around.
So she wasn't that funny after 64.
Well, George Burns used to have me howling when I would watch Johnny Carson when I was a kid.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Jim Larinaga, we love you. We'd love talking to you on Thursdays. Good luck to your Clippers tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next Thursday.
I got people texting me, like Steve Goldstein, the Panthers broadcaster, saying there's no way you think Burger King is better than In-N-Out Burger. He's taking issue with that.
Come on.
He's taking
Burger
issue with
Burger King
it.
Is not better than an In-N-Out Burger?
Number That's what one. Goldie is saying. I'm kind of with them on that one. Like, I'll give you maybe McDonald's and Wendy's, but you think Burger King's better than In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Each his own. Got to have buyers and sellers. Order
number one.
Sellers that make a market.
Extra ketchup and then compare it.
You'd see Coach L on the sideline. You thought he was always calling play number one, but he was telling his assistant, go to McDonald's. I want a number one. Get me another number one. See you, Coach.
See you, guys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.